Welcome to Building Champions for Life, where we dive into the minds of extraordinary leaders, trailblazers, and champions from every corner of the world. I'm your host, Kirk Spahn, and together we're going to meet with visionaries who've conquered challenges, shattered ceilings, and redefined what's possible. From sports, tech, entertainment, to entrepreneurship, our guests have one thing in common. They are building legacies of greatness, and they're here to share their passion and their process with you. Welcome to the show.
I mean, what an unbelievable experience all around. Like I you know, Demi, I'm not sure if you know a little bit of the background, but I'll never forget a lot of years ago talking with Tim and always discussing like inspirational stories and the storytellers, like what are stories that can move you, and being tennis players together, it's like, what are your big ones? And, you know, it's like, Kirk, you go. And I said, well, Arthur Ashe was always my hero. And one day he said, you know, what do you think about Richard Williams? And I was like, it's incredible. And when I first heard, kind of not knowing about the manifesto and everything, and, you know, the story was so amazing. And, you know, to hear Tim and Trevor like kind of go down this rabbit hole and be like, this is such a unique story, not just because of tennis and life, but just like manifesting things and being a student, kind of the way we all just found out, like Demi's at Dwight Global. Like Tim was literally around when I was like helping create Dwight Global at ICL. And like, this is all full circle. And then, you know, in some of the businesses I had when Tim and Trevor were starting Star Thrower, like we shared a lot of like all these mutual people that were helping support investors and just sort of how worlds interconnect. So we're kind of mixing all worlds. This is our first webinar where we not only get to have a Hollywood star, but also a colleague of many of the people on here. You know, that Demi may look familiar, not just from billboards of King Richard, but also from your math class or your science class, which is also a small world, but it's really exciting. So first I want to thank all of you for coming. And, you know, I have like a big smile on my face because it's all of our worlds. You know, it's tennis, Hollywood, education. We kind of quoted this webinar as daring to dream, you know, knowing the process and seeing it from start to finish with Tim and Trevor. And people always forget, like, the journey is everything, right? Like, you know, this is, oh, King Richard. Oh yeah, Will Smith. We heard about that a year ago or whatever. Like this has been Tim, Trevor, five years, 6 years. I mean,
at least, I mean, you know, 2014.
I wasn't married yet. No, we were sitting on the Plummer Park. We were playing tennis,
right?
And
that's right.
I wasn't married. So I've been married. I have a 5 year old. So it's definitely 6 years for sure.
Wow.
He at the 2015, the latest was when the idea, I think, sort of began to formulate. And you're right. And you know, I think you're exactly right on the inspiration for the idea. I think Trevor and I were really looking for stories that I think we thought could really inspire people. And we talked a lot about the Richard Williams story. I talked to you about it, Kirk. I talked to Zach Gowan about it, another friend of ours, big tennis player. And I remember Zach telling me that Jim Courier had told him, when Zach brought up the idea, but Jim had said, that's the greatest coaching story in sports history. And that was also a line that I think always stuck with us. So around, you know, 2015, Trevor and I really decided to start to pursue the project. I sent an email to Venus Williams, completely cold email. You know, just, I got her, I think Trevor got her assistant's email somehow, and we wrote her this sort of crazy note just saying we wanted to do this. Obviously, we got no response. I mean, why would she respond to that? But then after that, you know, I think what we thought basically was the best way to go was to actually develop our own script that was going to be so good that it'd be something that everyone would have to pay attention to. And we started meeting with writers in 2015, and we probably met with 20, 25, 30 writers and heard a zillion different takes on it. And then finally in 2017, in the fall, we sat down with Zach Balin, who it just had the exact right take, the right point of view. He seemed to really understand Richard. And we hired Zach, and he wrote this script that was exactly as we planned, and it just really took off of that.
Well, I remember things. I mean, I was lucky enough to get a couple versions of the script, like the first four or whatever. I was so sold. I mean, to all the people out there listening, like, we have tennis players, tennis fans, we have actors, actresses, filmmakers, like, we have an extensive group here of young people who are really, really excited about learning how this process. So I just want to give a little spiel that we talk about ICL 6 P's, and, you know, Dwight Global always talks about everyone's spark of genius, right? Like, everyone has a spark of genius. At ICL, we have these 6 P's, which is, if you're passionate about something. So the way I look at this experience from my lens was, Tim and Trevor have this passion for tennis. So how do you make it a purpose? Because, like, you can be passionate about music, but that doesn't mean you're a musician. And I remember Tim saying that, you know, it's so hard. No one's ever made a good tennis movie. It's just such a hard thing to do. It's like one of those things. It's just a brutal, and we talk for hours about how do you actually do it, and they need to know how to play and everything else. It's just tough. Yeah. And then you have to create a process, right? And that's the script. And this is what we're going to talk about. How is this process kind of spread out? Because it's not just like, oh, made a phone call to Will Smith and said, Will, want to play Richard Williams? Like, it's not how it goes. You know, it's not how it goes. And so I will say, well, you know, you have this process, and then you get perspective on it. All the rewrites, people having inputs. How do you take this lifetime of just world-class achievement and put it into a two-hour movie? Like, that's Hollywood, right? It's brutal. What do you cut out? How do you tell a story? And then it's perseverance. You know, there were times where I would talk to you, you know, money, budget, COVID hits, right? I mean, God, you guys were in the middle of filming and the world shut down. Like, I remember it. I mean, it was like, that is unbelievable. And then it's personalization. How do you tell this story in a unique way? And you just did such a great job of it. So we have like a ridiculous amount of questions already. So I mean, a lot of this is going to be Q&A, but I do want to pass it over because, Demi, I'll never forget the day that we were talking about, like, who do we get to play Venus and Serena? And I will never forget Tim telling me, oh my God, Kurt, we nailed it. It's like,
Trevor found, you know, Trevor.
I don't think Demi knows that.
Yeah.
I don't think Demi even knows
Trevor
that.
First saw the Bumble commercial. I think it was Bumble or something.
Oh my God.
And
off the Bumble commercial.
Oh, hold on. All right. Can we stop right there, how it connects to tennis? Obviously, Tim, our friend Tommy Haas, his wife was the creative director of Bumble and may have actually been a part of. Wow.
Oh, well.
Holler.
Well, I didn't even know that. But I think what was interesting was, Trevor saw that commercial and I think showed it to me, and instantly we couldn't tell if that was actual, like, sort of archival footage of the actual Serena. Like, it looked that close. I think ultimately we could tell it wasn't, but I think at sort of first glance we were like, whoa. But, you know, luckily, like, it's one thing to look like the main character. I mean, I think when we first saw Demi actually audition, at that point we were like, oh my God, this is the lottery ticket here, because not only does she look like Serena, she's an amazing actress. And well, yeah,
one of the things, and Demi, I don't know, we haven't really spoken much about the casting process from our perspective. You know, Demi goes through months and months of waiting and audition and waiting, and, like, you know, in the early iterations you didn't even know this was for the Venus and Serena movie. I think we had fake names up there.
Oh, no.
Spelling bee, right? Knew.
I definitely it was so obvious. But
we changed the dialogue to be like a spelling bee competition. But Demi put in a tape and it was instant. It was, at that point, it was only me, Tim, and our casting director, Rich Delia, involved in the movie. There was no one else involved in the movie at this point.
We didn't even have a director yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we had no director. We had no studio. We had, I mean, nothing, really.
Ever, I was in the background. I was there.
You saw stuff so early because of your connection with Tim, but But we saw that tape and we were like, that's the bar. We were like, and the reason it took so long for you, Demi, is because we didn't have, we couldn't make that decision without a filmmaker making that decision. But the first thing we told Ray, without trying to influence him too much, is there's someone that's unbeatable in this, you know, in the hundreds of tapes you're going to get. Let's see if your person is the same person as us. And he just texted me and Tim that night going, Demi, question mark. And we were like, yep. So we knew so early that Demi was our Serena. You know, Venus took a little bit more time to find, but Demi, we were pretty dialed in on her right out the gate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so cool. We have so many questions coming in already. I like kind of bringing kids up to ask and things. I think we have Leah first, but I'm going to answer, because before, when we were chatting a little bit before the webinar started, Demi, people were so impressed with your tennis skills. And I do have to give a shout out to our friend Eric Tano. People are asking, you know, if you grew up playing and what that was like and how you trained for it. So that I'll ask that first question, then we'll let Leah come and ask. Even though Leah missed my leadership class this morning, but I did get your notes. That's okay. Thank you for the note. But Demi, yeah, do you want to talk a little bit about your tennis, sort of tennis background, and how, you know, how did you learn? Did you play before? What's your background with tennis, if any?
Yeah, absolutely. So as for tennis, I had very, very little experience with the sport. I think, you know, during the audition process, I took 3 lessons, and each lesson was like an hour and a half. And that was all the tennis I had ever played in my life before I found out that I got the role. And then once I did get the job, it was some very intense tennis training. I think it was how long, guys? Maybe 3 months.
Hours a day, yeah.
3 months pre-COVID, and another 3 months post-COVID. So altogether, it was some like almost 6 months of tennis.
Are you the captain of the Dwight Global Tennis Team?
Me?
Yeah, I think you've just been elected captain of the Dwight Global Tennis Squad. So welcome.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I honestly think I'm not that good. I think, you know, part of the reason why it looks so good is because I'm an actress, and that's my job, to make things look really, really good. So if I were to actually play against someone who has been playing their entire life, I'm not sure how well I would do. Again, I think I could make myself look pretty intense. Maybe that'll scare the opponent, but I don't really think that I'm all that great. I think I'm decent. But in all honesty, I think.
All right. Well, Eric Tano helped you a little bit. So, Leah, do you want to come on screen and ask your question to anyone?
Yeah. Hi. So my question is: so I know you guys are all just like very successful in all that you do. So what did it take to get to where you are now? And could you guys talk a little bit about all of the hard times and also the great times that it took to basically get to where you are?
I don't know if our webinar is that long, but
that's a great question.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I can start and just say, Trevor and I really started our company probably 10 years ago, or maybe in that area. And we spent a couple years where we couldn't get people to return our calls. And it's very hard, and it can be very depressing for a while. You know, I think the fact that we sort of had, you know, each other the whole time. And I think when one of us was a little bit down, you know, the other could sort of pick the other up. That was really helpful. But I think at the end of the day, you know, it just really came down to perseverance. I think we both wanted it really badly, and we both believed in it. And I think also, you know, for me, from my tennis background, because I had, you know, played tennis as a junior nationals and also in college, you know, I think that, you know, just the sort of knowing what it feels like to be out there sort of in a match at 5-all in the third set and be tight and to really grind out a win and not miss a ball. And I think that was actually really helpful, and something that's been helpful for me in sort of all aspects of my life is transferring, you know, the perseverance and I think the grit that an individual sport like tennis can get you into other aspects of your life.
I think to piggyback on that, you know, I think there becomes a point where you're just betting on yourself, right? You have to bet on yourself. You have to bet on the fact that you have the goods to, you know, for us in our case, we bet on the fact that we would be able to develop great scripts. We thought no one was going to hand this opportunity to us. No one was going to just say, oh, you guys are a couple nice guys. Let's go produce a movie together. It was going to be because we, you know, had stories to tell and were excited about it and passionate about it. And, you know, Tim used to always say this, and it's a saying, I'm sure all of you have heard it, which is the harder you work, the luckier you get. And it really, I think, was true in our case about we just worked really, really hard and had a couple lucky breaks, and those triggered momentum, and that's how it went.
Let me go for it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, I started acting when I was 9. You know what, I was thinking about this because you guys said you started King Richard in like 2015 and I was 8 and I'm 15 now. And I think that's insane. But
I didn't think about that.
That's so crazy to think about. But yeah, I started acting when I was 9. And between that time, I've probably gone on like hundreds of auditions and I haven't gotten nearly as many of them as I wanted to. So going to your other question, the good times and the bad, I would definitely say there were a few bad times, especially where I would audition for something and I wouldn't get it. Because most people, I think, go into every audition trying, you know, doing their very best because they want the job. And that's just not how it is in this industry. You will not get everything that you audition for. That's just how it is. And it sucks sometimes, but I think it's really worth it when you do get the job. So yeah,
that's great. Thanks so much, Leah.
Thank you.
That's a great question. I think Harmony, we're gonna bring Harmony up next, but there are obviously a ton of questions for Demi. You know, we're definitely not gonna be able to avoid working with like Will Smith, and obviously for, you know, for the whole group. I'll never forget when Tim called me, is like, Will Smith's in, like, I was like jumping. I was like, oh my God, that's unbelievable. Cause
he was the top choice, you know, he was the top choice from the start. So
always from the beginning. In fact, we talked about the conversation when I was talking about Arthur Ashe. I was like, oh, Will Smith would be great. Like we were talking literally about that on the bench. Like it was always Will, but talk about manifesting. So I guess for all of you guys, I mean, look, Tim and Trevor, I mean, I'm still blown away. I don't know if the Dwight Global team out there know, but Tim was actually our first speech. Tim spoke at Dwight Global orientation. I want to say after Wind River, maybe you wrapped the post.
It was the winter because I remember it was cold, and it was 2018, like sort of January, February, March after the post.
Unbelievable, right? So you know, and I know obviously there were some incredible times with Trevor and Tim, you're working with Spielberg, but there's something obviously magical about Will Smith. So like maybe you guys want to talk about, you know, that process and working with Will. I know that was a bunch of questions, and then we'll get to Harmony in a second.
Well, you know, I think probably Demi has a probably fairly similar experience in working with Will, because it's hard not to just absolutely love the guy. He's, you know, he's everything that you want him to be and more in real life. He's incredibly genuine and caring. He's an insanely hard worker. I mean, he puts in so much time into preparation and dedicating himself to this. And for a guy as busy as he is, you know, that was always the question mark, but he really is. And just creates a great tone on set. And I think a lot, Demi, you should speak to this, but from what I could tell is he creates a tone on set and speaks to the rest of his cast in a way that you forget that he's Will Smith, the biggest movie star on the planet. And you really just think of him as, it's just Will, guys, like, you know, and that's a hard thing, I think, to pull off. But, you know, Demi, you should talk about that because you spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with Trevor. Like he said, he's just fun and kind. And there was never really a time on set where I felt intimidated or scared of him, which, you know, auditioning for this, I thought that's how it was going to be. Because like you said, he's this huge star who's done so much. And, you know, he's just really, he's a really sweet person. you know, there were times, I think, especially towards the beginning of filming, where I thought I wasn't really supposed to say much because I am a young actress. And with the help of him and others, he helped me realize that that's not the case. And I, you know, I do have an opinion, and my opinion is I'm allowed to share my opinion. So I do appreciate him a lot for that.
Harmony, welcome. Do you have a question for the group?
Yeah. Hi. Basically, my question was just, Demi, like, what's your process, like your character study or your story study process? And was it harder to study for like a character that's already like Venus? She's already a living human being. Was it harder or was it maybe easier?
I think that's a good question. I think for, you know, studying for Serena, I think studying for this family, I think it's easier when, you know, when they are real people, when it comes to like the studying, just because there's so much about them out there, you know, there's so much. So I didn't really have a hard time finding too much. And then their family was very involved in the film. So that was very helpful as well. You know, as for my process, really all I did was go on Google and Google as much as I could about the family. And then once I did have access to the Williams family, I used them as well. Even without me asking, though, they were always telling us stories about their childhood and about what life really was like for them. So I think for this particular project, it wasn't too difficult at all. And I also realized I'm really similar to Serena in a lot of ways. So it wasn't too difficult at all.
I mean, how cool is that? I mean, Tim and I talk a lot about how, you know, as athletes, the movie business, education, I mean, there's so many similarities when you put yourself on a level that says, all right, you know, you got to see this through, like there's training. I can imagine like being on set with your role, knowing you have the biggest movie star, or like knowing what's on the line. It's amazing. It's a different process too, where it's a little bit more subjective. I mean, I remember some of the earlier versions and seeing King Richard and just being nervous in my stomach, having read like the early scripts and then sort of seeing little takes here and there. Like I was nervous for the final result, and like just the joy, like it was so amazing when it comes together the way that it did. I mean, it's like a game changer. And I think that, you know, everyone does that. Like you put in the work, right? You study hard for the test, getting into college, like where we are in school, like in tennis, it's like you put the work in, you get the results, you may fall. Because during the process, man, when COVID hit, like I thought it was a done deal. I remember calling Tim being like, I mean, this has to just throw everything. I mean, will this even get done? What if Will Smith has 9 other projects and you get bumped? Like I was to remember that feeling. So anyway, Harmony, thank you. That was a great question. You can jump in.
Yeah, something just to add to what Demi is saying. I mean, something to remember here about Demi is, you know, as she said earlier, she's been acting since she was 9 and had gone on hundreds of auditions. And when this audition came, this was the first movie. Is this right? This is the first movie you'd ever booked. And not only is it the first movie you'd ever booked, but you're acting alongside the biggest movie star in the world, playing the greatest female tennis player of all time, maybe the greatest tennis player of all time. So the stakes are so high for a 13-year-old, 14-year-old actress who's never acted in a movie before. And that pressure can be intense. And to commend Demi, you know, she focused and she prepared and she was not intimidated, and she came to set every day ready to go and with a smile on her face, and you never felt the nerves with her. And so we were always so impressed by her and Snaya and the rest of the cast, that young cast that, you know, we're carrying such a burden.
And also on the tennis court too, you know, I think like, you know, tennis, like Demi said, was really a completely new sport, and the level of dedication to really learn as much as they possibly could in really a pretty tight window of time to make it look as real as possible was, I think, commendable. I mean,
awesome.
Normally with tennis movies, as we all know, the tennis usually looks pretty fake. And in this movie, the cast, Demi and Snaya, were committed without even being tennis players themselves at the start to making it look as real as possible.
It's amazing. Yeah. You guys were all awesome. Thank you, Harmony. We're going to kind of have a lineup. We have so many questions. They're like, questions are popping in. So it's like, Julian, you're going to come up next. Then Stephanie and Maya. So while we say bye to Harmony, we're going to bring them up. I'm going to sort of read out some questions before they do. How much input did the Williams family have sort of in the screenplay? Like, what did they feel about the movie? I won't answer this because I was with Tim along the journey, but go for it.
Well, look, I think they were very involved once we got them sort of our draft of the script. And they were involved in the sense of really just making sure everything was as accurate as possible. That's where they came from. And it was almost to the point sometimes of the actual house color was this, or the clothes were this color, or this was this color, details. And they were committed sort of helping us get it as right as possible. You know, I'll let Demi really speak to sort of her process working with Isha and Serena ultimately directly with her character.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was definitely mostly Isha who was, you know, present on set. Isha was there every single day. Serena and Venus did come once, and that was a total surprise. Did you guys know they were coming?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, they knew they were coming, but I didn't know they were coming. So it was a surprise for me, which was really cool. I will say I was nervous the day I met Serena, but, you know, thinking back on it, I had no reason to really be nervous. She's hilarious, and she's one of the kindest people I've ever met, truly. You know, but yeah, like Tim was saying, they were, you know, they definitely had an input on this film, being that it's about their life, like the color of the house and the way we dressed and the things that we said. I remember there was one scene that Sanaya and I was filming, and it was right after Sanaya or Venus had just won a match, and Serena and Venus meet up and they say they're moated, corroded, their booty exploded. And we were saying the wrong thing the whole time. And Isha came and she was like, wait, you're saying this all wrong, because we were saying their booty got exploded. And Isha was like, your booty can't get exploded, guys. It's all wrong. You're saying it wrong. Do it again. So, you know, things like that, they definitely did have an input, but those were things that we were definitely, you know, listening to, because it's, you know, this is a real life story. You wanted things to be as authentic as possible. So, yeah.
But Demi, also now, I mean, wouldn't you say you're sort of an honorary Williams sister now, you and Sanaya? I mean, you go to dinner with Isha and Bundrea and Venus. You guys all do, right? I mean, you stay in touch.
Absolutely. They are. They definitely are like family. And I think it's pretty cool that I get to call like the Williams sisters my older sisters. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right, Julian. By the way, that's so cool. It's beyond anything, but that's so cool. Julian, yeah, welcome.
Hi. I watched the movie and it was incredible. I'm a tennis player myself, so I found it really inspiring. And Demi, you did an amazing job. And Tim and Trevor, you, of course, did an amazing job as well. But this is a question for Tim and Trevor. So how did it feel to have a bidding war for your project, as well as also did you shoot in video or film?
Tim, you want to take the bidding war? I'll take the film.
I mean, you can take them both.
I mean, you know, you... The bidding war is always an exciting thing. We had never been through it like that before. And it's always nice to know that every major studio in town wants to make your movie, you know? And I think for us, it was just about, we got confident with the fact that we were going to get to make the movie. Now it was, you know, I think Tim and I felt a lot of pressure to make sure that we delivered a product as good as what everyone thought it was going to be. So, you know, I think more than ever now, in light of how the movie's doing and the accolades, we feel there's this sense of excitement and relief that it's been embraced the way it has. We shot digital. In truth, very, very few movies are shooting on film these days. It's a sad reality, but, you know, the digital cameras have gotten so good and film is still so expensive that it's a hard thing to justify unless, you know, you're Steven Spielberg or Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, you're at this point now, you're, you know, converting it to digital for exhibition now, you know, so.
The other thing though is we were shooting so much tennis I mean, we had to shoot it every which way from multiple angles and do it again and go to this side and do it again. And on film, that would have been a lot of film, you know, and in digital, it's just, you know, you're shooting onto cards. And so it's kind of free.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks a lot, Julian. We're going to bring Stephanie and then Maya. I mean, there's so many questions we can like speed date while they get brought up, but like, how did you pick your tennis locations? You know, like when did you first know acting or film was your calling? So as an actress and then you guys in film, these are all kind of speed dating questions, but
yeah,
sure. You go, Tim.
Tennis locations. There was an element of just sort of accuracy, like what types of places would be appropriate for juniors, for Rick Macy, for pro tennis. So we sort of narrowed it down just by that. And then it comes down to, you know, which locations look good cinematically. And that's really a question for Robert Elswit, who's our, you know, very talented Oscar-winning cinematographer. And also just the practicality, which locations can sort of hold a couple hundred person crew and trucks and sort of manage the parking and all of that. So there's a COVID and had a question and just a practical question. Trevor should talk about, you know, what, you know, kind of inspired him to be a filmmaker.
This is easy. I am obsessed with movies. I have been since I was a kid. All I wanted to do was make movies since I was 10 years old. And I was unrelenting in ever giving up that dream. So, you know, that as simple as that, it's purely a love of it. And I think it's pretty amazing that we actually get to do this for a living. Like it's wild, you know?
That's so cool. I mean, like we say, look, taking your passion, making it your purpose. And, you know, the other mantra at ICL is daring a dream, have courage to take risks and show your leadership through action. So you guys have definitely exemplified that.
Well, Demi is actually, I think, started off as a dancer, right, Demi?
Oh, let's get into that. Before we bring to Maya, talk about, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I started dancing before I even started acting. I think I was 3. So basically, as soon as I was able to walk, I was dancing. And then when I turned 7, I started taking singing lessons. And it wasn't until I turned 9 that I realized I wanted to act. But I think for me, I'd always wanted to be like a performer. That was something I'd always loved to do. So, you know, it didn't really matter what I was doing. I just loved to entertain people. So, yeah.
Love that. That's it. But that's that passion, right? And like you said, the ups and downs. I mean, how many auditions, like people, that perseverance that everybody have. I mean, when you know, Tim, when I first met you, it was like the early days, and obviously it's just such an awesome thing to see. But Maya, welcome. But jump in and welcome to the group.
Hi, thank you. So my question, which Demi already kind of answered a bit, was how did you find that like acting was kind of like the main thing you wanted to pursue, I guess I would say? And how did you find that like piece of like perseverance just to like keep like pushing through to accomplish your dreams through like a film like this alongside like Will Smith, and you got to meet like Serena and Venus? Like how did you I guess kind of find that passion to work hard for something like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, like I said, performing was something that I've always loved to do. That had always been my passion. But as for acting, I think I was 8 and my mom took me to see Matilda on Broadway. I was living in New York at the time. I actually just moved to LA like a couple months ago. But I was living in New York and I used to go see Broadway shows like every other weekend with my mom. And she took me to see Matilda on Broadway. And Matilda is like a predominantly children's cast. Everyone in that cast is like a kid. So I think watching that show and seeing all those kids on stage doing what it is that they love and having fun and singing and dancing and all that stuff, I think that is what inspired me to start acting. So after I saw that show, I went to my mom and I was like, oh, mom, can I start acting? And she was like, yeah. So that's kind of where everything started. And I actually started in theater on Broadway. And it wasn't until I turned 11 when I started to transition to like TV and film and things like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I think we'll bring up Eden. Thanks a lot. And we have a couple more. God, there's so many questions. People have really good questions. So I feel like there's so many directions to go to with like making a movie and, you know, the difference. You guys spent a lot of time going from, I mean, such great movies like Wind River, I mean, Ingrid, and these sort of like cult smaller films to now, you know, you're getting ready to go to the Oscars with 6 nominations. Like that's unbelievable. I mean, as a fan of all of yours and the whole process, like it's pretty wild, right? You know, that you have this love of movie making and it's like you're nominated for 6 Oscars.
I was just telling someone the other day, it's like Tim and I grew up, I think we watched every single Oscars. I've never missed an Oscars. And at our house growing up, our mother made a big event out of it every year where we'd get around, we'd have popcorn and the whole thing and like made an experience out of it. So now we get to go and we get to bring our mother, you know, it's pretty cool.
That's so awesome. Well, that's going to be exciting coming up, but we appreciate you during the Oscar season, taking your time to hang out with us is a big deal. So bring up, all right, Eden, how are you?
Yes, how are you?
Doing great.
All right, so I had like a bunch of questions. So, all right, let me just pull them up because I forgot some of them. Oh man, I can't pull them up. All right, so
how long have you been playing tennis? Kind of where did you train?
Yeah. So, how long have you been playing tennis?
Is that for me or for Demo?
Playing tennis.
But I'd probably been playing tennis since I was 7 or 8.
This question is for all of you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tim's a, I play tennis recreationally.
Played tennis.
Yeah, I'm more of a fan of the sport than a.
Demi and I are tennis players.
Hold on.
Trevor, weren't you a gymnast at one point?
I was. Yeah.
Yeah, you must have like handstand contests, and I would win every time.
Trevor, can I throw out, because I don't know, I'm not gonna say the lucky charm, but these stories, if you're a gymnast, I think we bring back Nadia Comaneci. I think you should be thinking about it.
She's amazing. I know that would be a story. You're not wrong. There's some great stories, and it's one of those sports that doesn't have the draw so much, but there is a movie actually about Carrie Strug that's going to get made.
All right. We've been there before. You guys break boundaries. Listen, I'm looking at all of you. I mean, you know, I'm thinking like from Bumble commercial to Serena Williams, to being a Williams sister, to, you know, Tim and Ingrid. So, you know, you guys can break all the odds. So, I mean, you're doing it. You're literally making it happen. I mean, our conversation was, what are the odds of making a powerful, great tennis movie? And people would say very, very slim to none. So,
well, to speak to that, I mean, Tim, in the very beginning, once we knew we were going, Tim was the ultimate protector of the tennis. He set a bar for all of us and said, this has to be the best looking tennis movie of all time. Like, there is no settling. And so, you know, oftentimes as you're going through and you're moving quickly and you're trying to figure out how to do something, you go, that's good enough. And I think what was interesting is for Tim, it was not that way. He was like, that's good enough is not an attitude we can take on this.
I know Tim. I'm on the court with Tim a lot. He demands excellence.
Oh, so, about that.
I definitely think it was a really great move, and it definitely inspired me. Like, me and my dad watched it. I don't know. We probably went to like the 10 o'clock movie. I finished training for the day, and I just finished winning a tournament in Orlando. And so my fitness coach, he texted me. He's like, the King Richard movie came out today. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. We can go see the movie. I just finished the tournament. I was feeling good. And we had a rental car. We parked the car. And then on the floor, I just saw something shine. It was a diamond ring. And so I picked up the diamond ring, and then we went to see if it was real or whatever it was. And I don't know. I was just really lucky, and I thought it was like kind of like a sign, and it was a great movie. It showed me a lot of a lot of things that I didn't know about Venus and Serena.
Yeah.
And it was just a really great movie.
Thank you.
Good luck. Hey, Eden, keep training hard, and in the future, maybe a movie about you, you know, Roger.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I'm waiting for you guys to do one on Roger, Rafa, Novak.
That's coming in. Tim's a Fed guy over here, so I think we'll be Fed.
I mean, you kind of look like him. You kind of look like him.
Wow.
I mean, I get that a lot.
You should be kissing my butt. Wait, you're talking. He looks like Fed.
Wow.
The same.
That's Tim's favorite compliment on the pair.
I get it a lot. I mean, I get it a lot.
Oh my God,
the first person to say. All right.
Hey, thanks so much. We have time for a couple more. Timothy, but I'm going to throw it to education because, look, at the end of the day, everyone here are kids, and you know, the education, like Demi, for you to choose a program like Dwight Global that's incredibly rigorous. You know, you look, you know, ICL and Dwight set a different bar for what most, you know, young actors, athletes do. So there's obviously something that drives you to a great education. And for Tim and Trevor, a lot of people think, oh, I want a career in show business, so education's not as important, or I can sort of get into the business. I guess to each of you, why is education so important to you? What do you think it's given you kind of an edge for? And I guess, Demi, how did you choose to stick with it? I mean, you remind me, one of our first students was Yara Shahidi. You know, we got into Harvard, and it's like, I just see that drive because so many people are like, oh, if I'm an actor, I don't need education because I'm going to be famous. So,
yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. For me, I mean, here's the thing. I think education prepares you in sort of a lot of the obvious ways. That's a given. But I think it also trains you to be curious and to ask questions. And, you know, for me, I think that's the key to success is curiosity and sort of wanting to know about other things that are not instantly sort of obvious to you. And I know that's something that Kirk does, for example. You know, Kirk's a person who literally asks everyone who he meets, everyone talks to, a bazillion questions about themselves, about what they do, about sort of how they do it. And I think that's something that you develop through education. So I think if there's anything that sort of I've taken away on sort of the largest kind of macro level, it'd be that.
Awesome. That's great. Wow. Great answer. Trevor, Demi?
Demi, why don't you go?
No, I think for me, education, first of all, education has always been very important. I actually like school. So it's never, you know, it's never been a thing where like, I don't want to do school. I enjoy going to school. But like, for me, I feel like a big part of acting in a way is education. A big part of acting is reading material and then learning how to understand that. And I think, you know, when you're properly educated, that's not a hard thing to do. You're able to read things and you're able to understand it, because acting is reading, understanding, then making choices. And I feel like, you know, if you don't have that education, then it's going to be hard for you to not only understand things, but make, you know, make the right choices. So those are my little two cents.
I'd say one thing here, which is, you know, I remember when I was going to college, I was so clear cut that I was going in to study film. That was my career path. So I remember this decision of like, do I go to a film school or do I go to a school that I can take film classes at, but I can focus on kind of a broader swath of classes. And that's the path I ended up choosing, because the advice I was given that I really appreciated at the time was filmmaking is storytelling. And to tell good stories, you really have to be well-rounded across the board in a whole arena of subjects. And so I went to college and really studied everything from, you know, classes that didn't interest me to all types of stuff that I would never have gotten to do had I just gone to a film school to study film. And so that advice really stuck with me. And it's something I give to other people who are kind of on that same precipice. But
it's awesome. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm gonna hold mine here because I'm obviously in education and all for it. But it's great to hear that. And all right, Emma, we got a lot. We're gonna do a little speed dating. We're gonna go fast. I know so many people want to get up and ask questions. So welcome, Emma.
Hi, nice to meet all of you. I just want to say congratulations on such a great movie. I watched most of it, actually. I have one little piece of it left that I need to watch, but I thought it was absolutely great. And Demi, you did fabulous in that role. And I was just wondering what it was like going on those talk shows and such, because I know you were on the Drew Barrymore show and the Kelly Clarkson show. What was that like?
Going on the talk shows. I was actually really nervous, and I don't know why. I think because, you know, I kept telling myself, this is live TV. You can't say anything dumb and then go back and fix it. You can't call cut and then re-record it. This is live TV. So, you know, doing that, I was definitely nervous. But, you know, overall, it was a lot of fun. They're all really kind. Kelly was super funny. She was super nice. So, you know, again, it was me being nervous for really no reason. I think for me, I just set such a high standard for myself. I'm like, you have to be perfect and you have to do this and you have to say that. And, you know, I get there and I realize that that's all for no reason, because it's just about having fun. But
it's preparation, right? I mean, we all know that. Trevor said it best, over prepare, be ready for it, and you'll do much better. Thanks so much, Emma. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Close. We're going to, I guess, Timothy there, or who can we bring up? And we'll kind of start to wrap it up. And then I might do that speed dating because I'm getting overwhelmed by a lot of the questions that are here. But is Timothy there or Morris? Timothy, do you want to ask a question?
Hey there.
Hey.
Fantastic film. Quick question. You're shooting,
Timothy is one of our seventh graders, by the way.
I was gonna say, what's going on here?
When you're dealing with multiple camera shoots and playing with a sport as fast as tennis, how do you deal with the continuity issues of all those multiple angles?
Tim, you want me to, or you want to take it?
I think that might be a question for you guys, because I kind of just grew up in.
You know, that's kind of a hard question to boil down, because the strategy for the tennis changed. I mean, one thing I should flag that we're really proud of in the movie is it's not just that we shot tennis and made it look good. It's that we shot three different time periods of tennis at different age, you know, at different ages. So the tennis had to evolve through the course of the film. It couldn't just look, you know, the same quality that they're playing at the beginning of the movie can't be the same that Venus is playing at in that final match. And so we had to shoot it in a way that kind of kept that kind of component alive as well. What I can say is you shoot a lot, but you're very specific with, we had done a lot of tests in the lead up during prep about what angles look really good, what angles work well. And we ruled out a lot of angles that we thought weren't very dynamic, or, you know, something that you see in a lot of tennis movies is kind of like the medium shot, cut to the medium shot. And what happens there is you don't have a sense of space. You just see people hitting and then cut to another person hitting. And you don't have tension in it because you don't understand the geography of what is happening, right? And so what Ray did, if you look at that final match, so much of the match is played in this kind of baseline wide coverage. And we really let those points play out. And we just cover it enough and enough. And if we found something we really liked, we'd shoot it from another angle and ask them to kind of play that again in a similar way. And if we couldn't repeat the action, we would just tell them to fake it. And then we'd put a ball in digitally. So that's a little kind of movie magic secret. But there are ways to kind of make it all work. It's a blend.
That's great. I mean, what you did with Arantxa Sanchez Vicario, I mean, Arantxa, you made her look so much younger. Okay,
she's a top 200 in the world player, maybe top 100 now. Marcela Zacarias from Mexico. She's absolutely amazing and lovely. And
Union Wealth. I think I saw her name. Yeah, there you go. Got to come out and support you. I got to ask Demi now. Now the whole, are you a tennis fan now?
Think so. Kind of. I mean.
Come on out to Indian Wells. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
I'm definitely much more.
Demi and Sanaya in the box. That would be a draw there.
Absolutely. You're a short drive away from Indian Wells. Love to host you. Okay, let's come on out. We'll have a good day. And I know I think I'm bringing up a tennis coach here, right? A dad and a coach, Morris. Yeah, I think you may have the last question.
Oh, well, you know what they say, the last question is the best question. So just kidding. Well,
being a tennis coach and also in the film industry, I really love motivation as far as films, speeches, and whatnot. Was that part of your vision at all when you guys produced this film?
Was what exactly?
Like the motivation aspect of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I think for the reason for doing the movie, I think at the outset, the initial kind of idea sort of came from how inspirational I think we thought the story was. And then I think the casting for Will was really also built around that too. I mean, I think he was our top choice because Will is an incredibly inspirational, positive guy. And that was really what we wanted this movie to be.
To answer your question, I mean, absolutely. I feel similarly. I think, you know, the kinds of movies that I love are the ones that make me feel something emotionally. And I think, you know, when Tim and I first started talking about it, we thought this is a true story of overcoming, beating the odds and having a dream and a vision. And that's inherently inspirational. And inspirational is inherently universal to everyone. And so that was always exciting to us.
Very, awesome. Very cool. Thank you so much. Thanks, Wes. I think we're kind of going to wrap. I know I'm just trying to read through that. Hey, missing questions. And people get mean and write back, you didn't answer that. And I really wanted to. So I want to make sure because this has been amazing. Morgan, did we get to Morgan Ganaway? I know there were a couple ones there. If Morgan's there and wanted to ask a question, that'll be the last one. But, you know, all in all, this is so exciting. You know, obviously, as Tim knows, kind of a dream for tennis players and to see, I mean, what a story, right? Just the whole thing. And, you know, for you, Demi, to, you know, to have your breakout kind of become like to be the greatest player of all time and part of the family, just the whole story of the story is so amazing, right? Like just seeing it all come to fruition and having you in school, you know, all the kids, you know, at Dwight Global and ICL, everybody is like, it's like a big family because everyone is aspiring to do something great, right? Like everyone in these program are tennis players, actors, Olympians on Broadway, you know, people they're pursuing. And it's like, you want to build that community. Cause I've, you know, I met Tim and Trevor, like, you know, before any of this, like my wife is just such a big fan of like Ingrid Goes West and like to just put together a production company young and just have this dream, like it's perseverance. It's sharing this story and really the process is so great. And knowing that you're 15 and so much of life ahead of you and what it means to everyone to hear examples of success and what it takes. So just on behalf of, you know, of ICL, of Dwight, of myself, just it's, you know, it's a real pleasure to have you. And we, you know, we thank you so, you know, so, so much. You know, people are writing in just, you know, you guys created something that is really, really impactful. Like you did such a great job. Cause like that's movies, right? That you can go in and, you know, when I hear families at school tell me like, I'm watching King Richard with my kids for the third time, or like, it's one of those things where you created something that'll be watched for generations. It's father, son, father, daughter's mother. Like it's everything that you hope in an inspiring movie, and you captured it so well. And that's thanks to your guys' vision, Demi, your acting, obviously big ups to Will Smith for an incredible Richard Williams, but the whole cast was just, you know, you fall in love, you feel part of the family, you're with the story. And that's the beauty of great storytelling. And I thank you for spending the time with us during this amazing Oscar season that I'm so excited for all of you about. And, you know, for all the students out there, please fill out the surveys. I feel like the micro machine, you know, please fill out your surveys, make sure we do a good job, and yay for us. But no, guys, thank you. Any last words of motivation to a lot, we have a lot of kids, a lot of tennis players, a lot of aspiring filmmakers, a lot of aspiring actors.
First of all, thank you, Kirk. This has been an honor. And my last words would just be, at least when it comes to filmmaking, I think it correlates to tennis. You're one win away from your life changing. You know, you're one movie role away from your entire life changing. And it's something I think that's important to remember when times are tough and you are feeling like your back's against the wall and you're struggling. And it's just kind of the hard reality of it, which is exciting. So,
yeah, I mean, I would just say someone said to me once something that has sort of always stuck with me, and that it's really important to have an underdog mentality, to believe you can win and believe you can achieve things, but to look at yourself as the underdog. And that's something that I think we do every day, and it's really helped us out a lot. And I would just, you know, kind of on the tennis court, you don't want to walk out there thinking, you know, I think even if you are the top seed and whatever it is, you don't want to walk out there thinking you should win this match. You're the one to beat. Like, you want to have a sort of underdog mentality. And I think that's something that you can carry over into a lot of aspects of your life.
Yeah, I think very similar to what Tim says, you know, having that underdog mentality, that's something that everyone in my family has definitely told me multiple times. You know, always stay humble and always work hard. Even when you do to get to a certain point of success, you should always continue to work hard and never think for any reason that you don't need to. You know, in thinking about that, that's very much the way that Will is. And I think that's a reason why he was so much fun to work with, because like we said before, he's Will Smith. Everyone knows who Will Smith is, but there was never a day where he showed up to work and just didn't put his all into this role. So I think that's the most important thing.
Thank you. They're great, great words. Tim, Trevor, Demi, thank you. Please come out to Indian Wells. Enjoy it. People think you're Serena. People probably freak out just as much as having Serena there. So maybe worth a trip out. Guys, thank you. And
thanks.
We are all not only rooting for you. I mean, this is a stepping stone. I love seeing all of your journeys. I mean, like, you're, you know, still the ladder is still a lot higher. And I feel honored to, you know, be part of supporting you guys. So thank you all.